Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
We're gonna win, Twins. We're gonna score. We're gonna win, Twins. Watch that baseball soar. Knock out a home run. Shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins. No fucking way.
That's what we, that was what you wanted to
do?
I
went to the game last, welcome. Hey, this is Chad Daniels. You've landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thanks for coming back. Across from me as always, Cyrus Amundson. I went to the Twins game last night. And it was 2-2. What a great game until the ninth inning. Mm-hmm. They bring in their closer.
Okay.
Bases loaded, walks two runs in. Then they bring in another guy. He hits the person. Another run comes in. What a fucking – here's the thing. If you get paid more than minimum wage to play a game, you should have to be good at the game. There is no fucking way you should have to deal with that. I bought a Twins hat.
Uh-huh.
And brought it back after the game, and they said, no refunds.
Sure.
And I gave it back to him. I go, put that back in your, on your shelf, because I'm not, I will never come to one of these games again.
Would you, baseball is, and I'm a sport guy, you know me.
Right.
Is there a worse event than baseball? It's fucking bad.
Yeah, and they put a pitch clock up now. So if you haven't watched baseball.
Thank God, Brandon, a pitch clock.
Well, they have to, right? Because otherwise the pitcher's walking around, mm-hmm. and he's hungover. These baseball players, everyone's like, they're professional athletes. They're
fattest,
fucking
drunkest
drinkers.
Player.
And now they're not as fat as they used to be. When I was growing up, it was like you couldn't tell if a guy was going to a major league game or a church league softball.
Sure.
Like batting practice.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's, it looks like a basketball team are like punking everybody by putting on baseball uniforms.
We joke, like, how is this show going to end? This way. You starting the show with baseball. You asked me if we could do it before the show, and I said no. And you
I
did
asked
it.
If I could sing a song.
But then you told me what the song was about, and I really hammered down on my no.
I have not liked the Twins for a long time.
We're on the same page about this.
I know.
We're not doing a local sports podcast. Why? Baseball? Did anybody, were there any fights?
No.
I don't care.
I wasn't allowed
God,
to do anything.
I don't care.
There was a left fielder who was 0 for 4. We were in the left field.
Okay.
He was 0 for 4 for the Texas Rangers. There's a little piece of turf that's cut out. It looks to be about 3 by 7.
Okay.
And I am not allowed to go, hey, that's where they buried the last guy that was 0 for 4. I'm not allowed to yell anything at the people. The center fielder took the most ridiculous route and
Why?
Missed a fly ball.
Why?
Because it would be embarrassing to my girlfriend. So I'm not allowed to yell at anything. Oh. And then she, like, they hit a home run and she stands up and cheering and she's like, wow, you're being pretty mellow. I'm like, I've been given fucking rules for this event.
Because it wasn't just your girlfriend. It was your girlfriend. See, if it was just you and your
she would not also not let me. Her friends were there.
Her friends were there.
We're in town from Washington.
Yes, and so that's you. When you leave this house, you represent this last name.
Yeah, but
when Chad leaves this house,
I can't do it.
He represents this last name.
I cannot. I can't sit there when the guy's 0 for 4. The center fielder has taken the worst route I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to coach Little League. He mm-hmm. fucking misses the ball. And I'm not, I just have to sit there and not yell things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziest shit in the whole wide world.
I have been to sporting events with you.
Yeah.
And so
I'm a fucking blast.
You're a blast. But also, imagine what it would be like if the Tasmanian devil, when he went to try to spin, there was like a straight jacket on him, so he couldn't spin, but he was still doing the movement.
I'm just like foaming, ready to fucking yell at this left fielder, and I can't do. He's got long, luscious hair.
Oh, he's a real sun baby.
So wild. And he went to Catholic high school. You don't think I'm ready for this? I was born for this shit, and now I got the handcuffs on me. It was crazy.
What are you saying to him? Long hair? Here's the thing. You're a long-haired baseball player in Texas?
Yeah.
Hoofda.
Yeah. You better not have a Bud Light in your hand, buddy.
You might as well be selling... Never mind.
So I just sat there, and then, you know, at one point... When the Minnesota Twin pitcher walked in the second run, which I don't know how you can't throw a motherfucking strike, give up a grand slam, at least the fans would be cheering for something. Yeah. Like, oh my God, a grand slam. We saw a grand slam. Yeah. You're going to walk in two runners like
you
a jump.
Boringed in the loss.
Oh
you
my
you
God.
Boringed
it was
in
so
the
ridiculous.
Losing runs.
It was
yeah.
so ridiculous. And so I'm just sitting there, and finally I just yell, you're in the major leagues. I just fucking had it. And everyone around me is like, yeah. Yes. And I go, I could have been doing this all game. I could have been entertaining us all game. We watched a shit game. It's
2-2.
Yeah. It's fucking, there were two hits maybe, and they all came in to score. So it's 2-2. It's a really slow, boring game. And I just got all this stuff. I'm foaming at the mouth trying to talk to this guy. I can't do it.
The amount of things I would rather attend than a baseball game is outrageous. I would rather watch, like, you know, a small town loan officer throw hatchets on his birthday. I would rather.
That seems like you've done that.
Maybe. I would rather watch my drunken relatives play darts. There are so many things.
Well, I would also like to watch drunk people play darts, because that's how you end up with a fucking eye patch.
It's not as good as you think it is. It's just them playing a little worse darts while they exhaust you with conversation in between.
If I have more than three drinks and play darts, you can expect a really thick Scottish accent.
Did you ever play jarts? The thing, the lawn darts?
Yeah, that's one that they've taken away.
Yeah, the one. We still have those. We still have the dangerous jarts. I'm happy we're in person.
Yes, this
we
is
could
nice.
Both go outside and pee together.
Yeah,
at fight. The same time. We can sword fight. No hay bales today, but we do have Brando.
Yes, sirree.
Helping us. I flew in this morning at an asinine time, and so I think this is going to go really great. The thing that's giving me energy.
Okay.
Do you feel it? Do you feel my energy?
You're kind of a drag right now, but keep going.
I don't know that that's an accurate depiction. I had to go to a pharmacy.
A pharmacy?
And I was a Walgreens. So I attend the Walgreens.
Am I witnessing a stroke? Brandon, help me. Call 911. What's happening? Pharmacy? Did you say that on purpose?
I said pharmacy. It came out wrong, and then I decided to lean into it.
Then you doubled down?
And so then I thought if I said Walgreens, okay. You would just say, oh, he's saying stuff weird. But of course you wouldn't, because why would you ever let anything go? So I go to the Walgreens near my house.
Okay.
And, well, second closest Walgreens, that's not important. I go in and I am, it's my turn.
Okay.
It's my turn. And a guy walks up in, oh, so by the way, as I was driving down First Avenue here, I understand we're in Minnesota and I understand weather is different here than it is other places. And a lot of people are summer dressed. I saw the weirdest thing, pretty young gal, probably in her 20s. Pretty.
You mean fairly young gal or beautiful young gal?
Beautiful young gal. Okay. And she had on the normal, you know, those summer shorts that are all the rage right now that are, they're like Daisy Duke length,
okay.
But they're like really baggy, right?
Okay.
They're Bertha Dukes, let's call them.
Sure.
Bertha Dukes.
If you're at the top of the stairs, someone can see into your butthole.
Someone can see
gotcha.
Into your
butthole. Yeah. Yep.
And so she's got a pair, and those are all the rage right now. The Bertha Dukes with the strings coming off them, because when you cut them, they tattered.
Sure.
And so she's got her acid wash Bertha Dukes, But then she had on like some sort of black shirt, but I couldn't tell because she was, it was a full on Fonzie Andrew Dice Clay leather jacket. Like the fucking straps hanging up, like full on, not even a motorcycle, like somebody
heavy. It's a heavy jacket. Yes. A lot of metal.
Yes.
A lot of studs.
Like if she's not auditioning for an all female remake of West Side Story, mm-hmm. what the fuck are you doing? You're going to brunch in that 60-pound jacket in 82-degree weather, and it's only going to get hotter. It's only going to get hotter today. It's been a hot week. It's going to be a hot day today.
Well, maybe she's using it as some sort of weighted vest to get some definition in her legs for her Bertha Dukes. I will tell you something.
Okay.
I just dropped Olivia off, and I have neck pain from looking straight down at the sidewalk everywhere I went because these shorts are everywhere, and I'm helping her move into her apartment. Lot of stairs, right? I can't even, I'm holding bins. I'm carrying these bins and I can't even walk up the stairs and see where I'm going.
Yeah.
Because I might catch a butthole.
You might catch sophomore butthole.
A butthole. And so I'm like looking down. So when I go down the stairs, I have to count how many stairs there are. I fucking feel like you leaving a target. Just like one, okay. two, three, I four, mean, five, six,
don't need
seven,
to bring my
stairs.
Mental
so
health
I go,
into the conversation.
So then I go up the stairs and I'm looking down. I'm like the hunchback of, well, it doesn't matter. And so I'm like leaned over. And
no,
I'm,
no, no,
I'm
no.
Kind of
no,
one,
no, no. The hunchback
two,
of where?
Three, four.
And where's the hunchback from?
I get
from?
To seven. I've counted wrong, so I trip. The fucking bin falls. Now everyone's looking down at me. I can't look up because I might catch a butthole. Mm-hmm. It was a wild weekend.
That's
they
tough.
Don't wear enough clothes. And this is... I know I sound like an old man complaining about, oh, where'd you get that? The half-off store or whatever.
That's great, though. That's great.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
That is good stuff. But, you must have not had to pay full price for that. It didn't
where'd
come
you
with
get,
sleeves.
Where'd you get that? At the granddaughter's butthole store?
Yeah. So it was a lot of looking down, and I feel like I've hunched up my neck now.
Where'd you get that at? At the I'm going to die tormented because I actually saw my great niece's butthole store? Who is this character?
I don't know. Is it a Simpson?
It's an old man who helped his one of either his grandnieces or granddaughters move in to your same college, and he actually caught their butthole, and now his world has been shattered. Where'd you get that outfit at the I'm gonna kill myself store?
Where'd you get that outfit at the this is the first time I've had a boner in 20 years store?
Where'd you get that? That well, that last one was pretty. That's an incest joke.
No. There it's the people, other people walking around.
Oh,
these are strangers.
But I was doing my character was the guy who's accidentally.
I don't
saw
always have to do the thing you're doing. I can do. We're co-hosts, not the same person.
It was a similar voice. So, I assume that's a trap heavy situation. It's very, very trappy. On your traps. And I don't mean trap like, oh no, I got
sure.
trapped into seeing a
no,
butthole.
No. So
mean,
what
like,
I was doing with
your...
the bin, yeah. My daughter had somehow, I don't know if she just recently started investing in gold and mm-hmm. has been carrying the bars around. These mm-hmm. are some heavy fucking bins to the point where the handles break.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had it up against my stomach. I'm doing mm-hmm. old man lifting, right? So I pull it up here and then I'm walking like this. But then the first time you catch it, you go, well, that's enough of that.
Down it goes.
Because you got somebody walking up the stairs in their Bertha Dukes,
mm-hmm.
and you go, that, if I'm not mistaken, is the bottom of a butt cheek of somebody that is not even close to old enough to show the bottom of their butt cheek.
Sure. Well, I mean, legally, they're in college. They can.
Yeah, let's not go legally. What are you, one of these guys, there's grass on the field, play
no,
ball.
No, don't do that to me. I don't, that's not a
hey,
fair.
Everybody, if she is, it's a time to bleed, time to breed. Come on. I think I just made that one up. That was fucking pretty good. I think I made that up. If you've heard it, I'm sorry, but I don't think I've heard that one.
I don't love being represented that way. I was trying. Mine.
You
was
said
a,
legally.
Mine was a pro-sexual adult, a pro-auton. If you're 18, you get to show your butthole if you want. You're not the fucking king of the buttholes. I
understand.
Understand
by
that
the way,
you are
by the
worried.
Way, thank you, because I have been called king of the buttholes before. So I do appreciate you taking that off my shoulders.
It was a lot of the tension in your traps is my question.
I got some lower back, and then I just have a hunch, because I'm like, picture this, right? I'm carrying it, and I'm looking down the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good, a trainer would come up and go, hey, pull those shoulder blades back, and I go, I can't. I've seen the bottom of a butt cheek.
So, because this can't be another.
It's not a fly. It's a fucking hair that was going that way. Come with me, and you'll see.
No more singing. The can you more singing? Non-stop singing. Hey, y'all, this is my next song. Listen to me. I worry about you doing too many trap-heavy exercises because I don't think, and Brandon, you can back me up on this, I worry that the trappier...
I can already see what's happening.
I just think big traps aren't going to look great on you. I think you actually need a slim trap game. Because the bigger your traps, I don't think big traps look good on anybody. You know, those guys whose ears connect to their shoulders. Sure. But I think just your whole, you look great right now. But if we get some big traps on it, I think that's a nightmare. You're going to look like a fucking pyramid.
Well, yeah, you can't do big traps with these tits.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, I was trying to help my daughter move. I wasn't in there let's get the traps fired up.
I'm just saying you need to be careful. You just need to be careful. So I'm at the Walgreens.
Okay.
And I am there. And the reason I thought of the gal in her Bertha Dukes with the leather jacket is because there was the man who approached me on this side as it was my turn at Walgreens, was a man who seemingly should, like an old man who looked like he should be in a leather jacket. You know, like one of those old men that looks like he smells like a bowling alley you could smoke in. That's we're talking about here. And so, but he's got a little dog in his arm, like a little purse dog, but he's got it in his little arm purse because he might have a pussy dog.
Have a purse or he's holding it on his forehead. It's like,
I'm calling his arm an arm purse. He's treating it like an arm purse. The dog is like draped off.
So we got legs on each side. Legs and he's holding it like a football.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry about the sports reference. I know this isn't a local sports podcast, but
so he approaches me on the left. He flanks me on the left, and he goes, "Hey, do you guys have any dog?" He says this to the pharmacist, which I don't know if this is a thing that pharmacists have or not, but clearly he's been emboldened to commit this behavior. He goes, "Do you guys have any dog treats for my service dog?" And the pharmacist, young guy, without missing a beat, goes, "I don't." He goes, "And that's not a service dog." And, yes. And I was like, okay, let's see what happens.
That's when you open the shoulder.
Yeah.
And so you can, the circle, you're now part of the circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to step, I like to think you should step outside the circle.
Okay. I like to stay in it. I like to be right in there in case I have something to say.
So, and that is very true. That is what you do. This guy, piss and vinegar, goes, "The hell it ain't." That's what he said. Also, and just to be clear.
The hell it ain't. Yes.
Imagine being the sort of man who, and I don't want to detour here too far, but who has a tiny toy dog hanging off you like it's on an inner tube in the water. And you use phrases like "the hell it ain't."
It is confusing. Also, as far as the pharmacist goes, you have to understand that you shouldn't be carrying your service animal.
So that's where we're going with this.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that that's for sure where we're going with this. I mean, I know where we're going with this. What's happening right now?
I don't. I wasn't there.
I was up so early this morning. So the guy goes, "The hell it ain't." And the pharmacist, about missing a beat, goes, "My wife works for a company that has been training actual service animals for actual disabled people for over a decade. You are a liar. You are a fraud. Get out of my store."
Oh, my God. Did I become a pharmacist?
And I didn't say not a word. I was just like,
yeah.
And I just waited, and the guy just went and just left.
So here's where I was hoping it was going. Mm-hmm. I was hoping the man would have taken off his fake leg and beaten the pharmacist to death. Like, "Tell me my business, devil, what the hell it ain't? The hell it ain't."
Because his whole thing was that's what he said. Service animals can't have treats. When I was like, "Oh, that's crazy. Service animals can't have treats." I go, "Well, that's cool that your wife does that." And he goes, "I'm not married."
Oh, yes. Oh my God, do I miss lying? It seems so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that was a, and so I have, so, but here's the question. What? Nope, I don't want to, I changed my mind. I don't want to get into a service dog animal. You go, you talk about things. I don't want to talk about service dogs.
Sure.
That's going to be a path that is going to lead me down another path that leads me down to a bunch of people messaging me. So.
Okay. Well, here's a path. I don't know if you have, where's the camera? I don't know if you have faith in humanity, if you're one of these people that holds on to it, but why don't you go to a kiosk at the Minneapolis airport where it is now self-checkout? It is fucking wild.
What, so, wait, what sort of kiosk?
I mean, so it's like at the gates, they have a counter where someone used to be in the middle of it checking you out and having you pay.
They turn that into robots?
Yep. Now,
God damn robots.
There's a scanner that you have to, and it's a lot of olds. There's so many olds that don't know what they're doing. And then there's a lady going, Miss, do you need help? I just did this, which is nice. But now she's been forced to be an employee. It's a great idea.
Oh, so that was just a civilian.
That was a civilian.
Because I got to tell you, least favorite thing in the world, the person who works the self, the checkout corral.
Yeah.
Like, hi, I'm Gary, and all of you are going to work at the grocery store while you check out, but because none of you know how to work at the grocery store, these machines are going to misfire, and I'm going to take 14 fucking minutes because there's just one of me. I am the rodeo clown. I hate that. I hate that job. Yeah. I hate...
You know what I call that job? King of the buttholes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so one, the lady that's in front of us, so my daughter needs tampons, right?
Okay.
This is code red, quite literally.
Ugh.
She's got white shorts on.
Okay.
And she is like, I need some tampons.
Okay.
And I need like...
And you're at the airport.
Yeah. And
which
I need
a tampon-friendly place.
Well, it's not, you know, listen, it's the G... The G concourse, which is all new age stuff. So it's like tampons made out of fucking tree bark and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, they don't absorb anything. They just whatever.
Yeah.
And so we're waiting. And
bamboo
then,
ponds.
Yeah. And then there's this old in front of us.
Okay.
And she gets up there. And now that she's up there, starts digging for her wallet.
Okay.
And she goes, my wallet. It's in the bottom of my purse. And I go, was it there when you got in line?
Wait. I'm too stupid. I'm a stupid person. When you said the person at the gate at the one person, I thought you were talking about everybody was checking themselves in for the flight.
Not the flight. You're buying magazines and mints.
Oh, so this is a self-checkout at the, like, buy things store.
Yeah. And listen, they are sold out of yogurt. With whatever is good for your stomach in yogurt.
Probiotics
because of the amount of olds on this fucking flight.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was going. To heaven? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where the flight was going. But there was filled with olds. And it was fucking, we're waiting so long for these people to try to figure this shit out. And this lady, she's like, at the bottom of my purse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we've been in line for 15 minutes. What are you, why didn't you get it?
Yeah, come on.
And so she keeps going, and now she goes, I'm done, but all her shit is still on the counter. And she looked at me again. She goes, I'm done. And I go, you're still, but you're there. Don't look at me like I'm slowing the line down. Grab your shit.
Get the fuck
out. Put it in your
purse. Here.
My daughter is going to fuck. I'm going to have to deal with this. This isn't going to be great if she bleeds through her shorts because you're not going to hear about it. You're on your way to heaven. I'm going to hear about it because I'm on my way to go see buttholes in Southern California. So it was just crazy. I will tell you this. The number one reason for missed flights starting soon is going to be that fucking kiosk.
Really?
I promise you that. It's so crazy what we are supposed to do by ourselves. No one trained anyone. I'm not blaming the olds. How would they know? I mean, they're about to take... It was nuts. But go ahead.
So I obviously flew this morning.
Yeah, you did.
And as you know, my body.
Were you up early?
I was up
early. We know.
And I was, I don't fly well because of my rickety,
attitude.
Yeah, attitude and body.
Yeah.
So what generally happens is by the time when I get on the flight, my body's like, oh, we're going to be okay. And 10 minutes in, my body goes, are we 90% of the way there yet? And we're not,
sure. Right, of course.
Which is a problem.
Yeah.
And then I get off the plane and I'm very, very stiff, especially in the low back. And so what I usually do is I have to call one of the golf carts, which are recklessly driven, in my opinion.
There's no rhyme or reason.
No, there needs to be a better training course on how to drive a six-wheeled golf course at full speed.
Right.
Through, you wouldn't just put a golf cart at the, did I say golf course?
It doesn't matter.
I'm so tired.
Everybody knows what you meant.
You just think about the insanity of being like, hey, take it into the mall. Go drive it in the mall. You'd be like, I should go really slow. But at the airport,
yeah,
because of the urgency of flights and whatnot, these guys are pretty emboldened to drive like lunatics.
Yeah, I think they're given the right to do, because you got people on the cart yelling at them. You have
fats, olds, cripples.
And so they need to get to where they're going, or lates, also people that are
and
late.
One of the tough things, a lot of people don't know this, that's how they seat you. Fats up front, olds in the middle, cripples in the back. And if you get too big in the front, us cripples can get bounced off if we hit a weird bump. That's why I hate the rickety drive, the crazy driving.
But a lot of thought went into that. Fats up front, in case they hit something, another golf cart, mm-hmm, and then the olds go into the fats, a little bit of airbag.
It's human airbag.
A little bit of airbag. And then the cripples come in. The
cripples are hurt in an accident no matter what.
Yeah.
We're going to have a problem. So I get the golf cart.
Okay.
And I get, because the Minneapolis airport is what, 16, 17 miles long?
Yeah, if you land in G, fucking, I hope you have they should have to hand you more food on your way off the plane.
So it's just a survival pack?
Yeah, Rambo knife and shit, fishing line.
So I get on the disabled person cart, and they paint them handicap blue. They don't come that way. And there's no laws in the airport. It's not like, hey, if you want to drive fast, make sure you have your handicap blue paint on your golf cart. And so...
For the first time this episode, I can see your wrinkles between your eyes.
Yeah.
You're mad about this.
Well,
you are grumpy about this.
It's two parts. Have I talked about the time that I flew home and that I couldn't get someone to come pick me up? They're like, we don't bring the cart down there. And there was... talking on the phone, I could... Anyway, so... The other thing that happens is you can see me right now. This is a video episode.
Yeah.
I look fine.
You look great.
I look fine-ish.
No, you look great.
You look great.
I know
what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
I know
what
you're doing.
You look great.
Yeah, but how do you feel when I make compliments about you?
Because I know you're mocking
me. I'm not
me.
Mocking
yes,
you.
Yes, you are.
That's your self-esteem.
You're
you
mocking.
You know what they call that? They know what they call that? Let me teach you a little something about therapy.
Let me teach you a little something about
therapy.
Guess what? I read a bunch of books and studied a bunch of videos on facial movement. So when you go, you look great, and your little fucking lip curls up on one side, fuck you, dude. I know that it is just a joke.
It's weird. Do you realize, Brandon, he just described a smile during a compliment?
Not a smile. A fucking eat shit like, I got you, bitch. That's what one side goes
on. No, that's... The point is... I don't even know what we're talking about.
We're talking about the carts.
No, but I was upset with something you said in that little spat there, and I wanted to respond to that. So I get on the cart, mm-hmm, but people look at me, and they go, well, that's a normal human man.
Yeah, right.
Tall, broad, everything's going fine.
Right.
The looks you get riding on the back of the handicap cart as a young man that looks like this,
mm-hmm,
oof. I'm surprised people don't throw fruit at me. It's fucking wild the way people look at me. I had a grown man shake his head at me. And I gotta tell you, guess who kept it together? Me. And I had every opportunity to say something horrific. That guy was not gonna catch up to the golf cart. He's not gonna leave his gate. But I didn't say anything.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, the reason they're not throwing fruit at you in Minneapolis is because they can't figure out how to weigh it on the self-checkout scale. So that's good. That's nice to know.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I was on a plane coming back, and so I...
Oh, good. More plane talk.
Well, this is what we did.
I know!
But let me... So, I go out to California. Olivia's next to me. She's the only one next to me.
Okay.
Then on the way back, I sit down, and there is a man, I'm going to guess 150, but he's dressed like he's 20, because we're leaving Orange County.
150 years old.
150 years old,
okay.
Yeah. And so, but he's dressed real cool. He has on a fucking, like, wicker... paperboy cap. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, love it.
Cap?
Yeah.
Wicker.
Like a woven basket hat.
Yes. Yes. And it's huge. He's had it since he was a wee little lad.
Yeah.
And so it's stretched
he
out.
He brought it over from the old country.
Yeah. It's fucking Rick. He's got sunglasses on the plane. His white hair is coming down under his hat. And he's like, hey, my name's Bob. How are you? What's your name? And I go, my name's Chad. And I like won't even look at him, right? Because I'm like, I do not want to encourage conversation. But I did Google on my phone old famous people named Bob because I kind of felt like he for sure was famous. And so I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And he's writing stuff down on a napkin. I go, I wonder if he's like a songwriter or maybe he's a comedian, mm-hmm. whatever. And so we get going and he talks to me again. And so I give him the slow roll on the, I'm like, you have this much time. I'm going to open the latch on my headphones. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take them out. I'm going to turn them on and then I'm going to put them on my head.
Oh, you're talking like the, uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm going like, okay.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
totally.
Bob,
totally.
Are you serious? Wow, dude. Okay. All right. And then he has to take a breath or he'll die because he's old.
Yeah.
And so then I go, okay. And then I turn. I'm watching my movie and I'm watching Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And there is a scene in it that made me laugh so fucking hard to the point where I was leaned over into the aisle laughing.
Okay.
And so he taps me and he goes, what are you laughing at? And I go,
oof.
This movie. And he goes, yeah, but I mean, what did they say? And I go, Bob, you're going to have to watch the whole movie to understand this part of it. I can't just tell you what they said. I'm going to look like a crazy person. And he goes, well, just try to explain it. And I go, hey, Bob, here. And so I go on his screen. And I put I get Guardians of the Galaxy up, and I move it pretty close to where this scene is on the little ticker.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I don't want to watch this. I go, but you do, because you're asking me what they said, Bob.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Getting in that car accident has changed my life.
Sure.
It's made me be nicer to people in public. But I will tell you this, Bob.
Temporarily change your life.
Let's
take
sure.
a breath on like that there's some permanency here.
Bob kept tapping me on the shoulder
sure.
to ask me questions.
Yeah.
And normally, I would just do this and turn and go, don't touch me, Bob. That's what I would say on a plane. I go, that's inappropriate. I think telling an adult inappropriate
so funny.
Shuts
so
them down
funny.
So quickly.
Funny.
Inappropriate, and this is disappointing.
Yeah.
You will see every adult, no matter what, CEO of the fucking biggest company in the world, just go, inappropriate. But I'm listening. I'm answering his questions. I'm like, all right, dude. Yeah, no problem. Because I think it's great that this guy's on a plane because he fucking rode a horse to California to get there. I promise you that. He was on the Oregon Trail and took a left, and he ended up down there.
I came out here to help my sons mine gold.
But then I saw these buttholes through the shorts. So, and then Bob goes, we're up, the flight's over. I help him get his bag down, and he goes, thank you. And then I can't remember what it was, but it was a lyric that to a Beatles song.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Beatles songs, and he goes, that's a song. And I go, yeah, Bob, I know. I go, you can't do that to people. You can't say something, and then before they have a chance to respond, call them dumb.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
That's very. And so, and Bob and I walked.
Would you like some of my sandwich? That's bread.
Yes, exactly. So we walked and talked until I had to fucking. He had to get on one of those carts, but.
Yeah. What? Does any part of you have that thing in your brain? Where, and I'm not saying everybody's going to think that I'm like a disingenuous psycho and I'd only be nice to someone if I get something in return. And that's
sure.
not the case. But when somebody that's that old and like obviously, you like you said, he's there's something going on here, right?
I think he just needs attention, and he's not used to, like, he doesn't watch movies.
Yeah,
He doesn't want to watch the movie. He wants you to watch the movie and then give him the cliff notes.
I haven't figured out TV yet. Tell me what the funny line the raccoon boy said.
Isn't there a raccoon boy in Guardians of the Galaxy? What a wonderful time to be a human who loves comic books. And what a horrible time to not be that in terms of entertainment.
What a horrible time to want good movies.
Yes, what a horrible time.
I mean, I will
that.
Tell you, like, there are some really funny lines in that movie, mm-hmm. and that's why I watch it. I can't remember the guy's name. David Faustino or something? That's not, that can't be right. But it's the
no,
big
let's
guy.
Go with Faustino.
It's the big purple dude in the movie.
Batista.
David Batista, yeah. David Faustino. Oh, is that the son in
Married with Children?
Married with Children. That's
yes,
who David Faustino
that's Bud.
Is.
That's Bud Bundy.
Oh, my God. David Faustino just got mentioned for the first time in 20 years on a podcast, and it was accident. I'm sure he's doing great.
I like that show with Bud Bundy because how they treated women. It was like when I was a kid. You know, you talk to him a certain way.
Why did this go this way? My question is,
yeah.
You know, when old Bob is sitting next to you, his white hair flowing out, his wicker hat, and an air to him that he might come from a world different than yours. And I don't mean alien, but I mean financially you know, just his existence is different. Is any part of you like, I should be extra nice to this guy just in case he hates his fucking kids? And then
I don't think that way.
One day, a lawyer pushes play on a tape with a bunch of Bob's kids in a room. And Bob comes on and goes,
hi, I know everybody's here to see how my estate is settled. I'd like to let everyone know that my children will be receiving nothing, and the bulk of my assets will go to Chad Daniels for explaining to me the funny line from the raccoon boy and not treating me like shit, like my kids.
I mean, you might bump into a rich guy who just gives you a bunch of property.
I
that's a fun fantasy.
It is a fun fantasy, and I don't think that, but I do. I have been saying before I engage with people in public, right? Because I can feel, here's my first reaction when someone does something is to turn fully towards them and really get ready to unleash.
That's healthy.
When I feel my shoulders move, what I say is, you don't know their story. And I think that's fair. I've been really trying with this.
You should write a book with this title.
No, I shouldn't.
Dude, yes, you should. Hi, I'm Chad Daniels. Hey. I used to be a comedian, and then my kids graduated, so now I'm an author.
And I no longer could write material about them. I once sprayed a man with gasoline at a gas station. And now,
you don't know their story.
But here's the thing. You don't know their story.
I love it. I think you'd be a good TED Talk guy. But so you don't... Sorry, I interrupted you. You don't.
No, that's okay. That's just what I say now. So I give them a lot longer of a leash.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this, though. If you look like you have your shit together and you're being a dumb fuck...
Oh, let's go.
I will give you let's just go. A quick, like...
Give you a little jab.
Come on.
Yeah, let's give you a little jab. I was talking to somebody, and it wasn't the old man gives you a bunch of property, but I can't even remember what the scenario was, but I brought up a fictional scenario. It wasn't winning the lottery, but it was something where you would just come into a lot of money. I'm doing a great job of remembering this story. This is our
Not
show
really.
Is so good. I'm having
to stand for the show, which is totally fine, but I'm also having to do like airplane exercises with my calves to make sure
I don't have a blood clot.
Blood clot just fucking shuts me down in the middle of the show. You just see my eye go like complete Bob. I'm going to tell you something. Bob took his sunglasses off, and I was super scared to look because I thought maybe he wouldn't have eyes.
Sure.
Because he was that old. I'm telling you, this motherfucker was in World War I. Do you understand me? That's a long time ago.
I've been dealing with eye failure for the past 30 years, since my early 100 and teens.
I was stabbed in the eye by a bayonet.
So... let's pretend it was the old man scenario. But I was talking to a friend, and in this non-specific story, and I mentioned coming into money, much like this story, and he said something to the effect of like, God, but you wouldn't have earned it. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Who are these people out there? And he was like, we got into it. He was like, no, money is fine. I get what you're saying. Money solves problems. But there's just, and I'd be happy to have it, but there would always be something that wouldn't feel right, that I didn't earn it, that somebody just handed it to me, that I just got lucky. Like, okay, that sounds the greatest.
Yeah.
That's getting lucky. How great would it be if Bob all of a sudden goes, hey, Chad, I heard your podcast, so I'm giving you and that skinny sick boy all my money.
You're not a skinny sick boy.
It's $120 million. Fuck my kids. That'd be so great.
What if we found out that his wicker hat was an artifact from Egypt?
You wouldn't.
Back when Cleopatra was alive.
You wouldn't have any issue with that, right? If tomorrow Bob called you and is like, Chad, I hate my son, and I'm giving you all my money.
Sure.
I'm going to send you the paperwork. Sign it. You're signing the paperwork, right?
Yes. Two things.
Yeah.
Coming into money.
Yeah.
That's how I masturbate now.
Yeah.
Secondly.
Sure. Got it.
It's so much better than a sock. It's like, oh, someone's going to have to touch this later.
Imagine the... Okay.
Yeah. Cocaine and Jizz. Mm-hmm. Next to name of my next album. So I bought a cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people around me...
Yep.
Have cabins from...
They're old money. They're old lake money.
It's like been passed down.
Yep.
Right?
Old lake money.
And so there is a part of me that has this pride that I was able to get my shit together.
You, the guy who fucking won't let me live on my lake, you have some pride in buying lake property?
It's not a lake. So I got a cabin on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than like my mom doing a great job raising us mm-hmm. best she could. It could have turned out better the way she did. That's not important.
Okay.
So sometimes when I hear my neighbors go, yeah, we're just going to be in my cabin. And I just, in my head, I go, your cabin? Do you have to call your grandpa to unlock the door? And by the way, I don't give a shit. It's like, that's what that's for, right?
Yes.
I mean, what a great move by your grandpa and grandma to buy a cabin when it was $3,000 and now it's worth a shit ton.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yes.
But there is part of me that feels... I don't know, like extra appreciative when I'm at my cabin because I know that I used to drive to Kirksville, Missouri for $50 and it was $75 in gas. There is a pride that goes along with that. But if Bob said, listen, I'd be redoing the cabin that I bought. I know that. There'd be a fucking third floor.
God, what a cool to just wind up in a... You know what I would love? I would love to see Bob Brewster's Millions You. Now, that's a good situation. If you're not familiar, American classic comedy, Brewster's Millions, starring...
Richard Pryor.
One Richard Pryor John and Candy. One John Candy. And the pedophile from Seventh Heaven.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy. What's that pedophile's name, Brandon? Anyways, he was the dad on Seventh Heaven.
Yeah,
so he like
I'm out of this allegedly because I don't know anything.
He was like the head of SAG for a while. SAG, Screen Actors Guild. He was the head of SAG for a while, and then it came out that he was like a molester or something like that. Stephen Collins. Yeah,
that's Brandon. It's nice to have a real producer around. Thank you. You heard me, Justin.
And so. Yeah, that guy was also in it. But the premise is Brewster,
yep.
Richard Pryor, had an old white uncle that he didn't know about
right.
who yep. left him, was going to leave him $300 million, but he had to spend $30 million in 30 days.
Right. And by the way, if this is confusing for you, that he had an old white uncle, this was a movie back in the 80s
yeah.
where mm-hmm. they didn't believe black people could have that much money.
Yeah. Yep, it's pretty.
So they had to make it an old white person to make it believable for the movie.
And I think he even said,
"What a fucking wild thought, though." Think about that. They're like, "What if Richard Pryor has an uncle that has $30 million?" Impossible. Just imagine that fucking meeting. Oh my god, that's crazy. And this is just in the '80s. That's so fucking wild to me.
I just would love to see. Bob Brewster's Millions. I didn't need to go any further than that. But maybe not just some sort of stipulated will to have you earn Daddy Bob's money. I think that would be great.
Yeah. If I accidentally came into this money, I mean, I don't want to live my life being nice just in case someone's rich.
Mm-hmm. But is that a terrible idea? Here's the thing. I exclusively, if you are, I will treat you nice no matter what. But if you are old as shit and I treat you nice and you look at me like, no one's recognized my existence in quite some time. Yeah, I'm going to give you an extra little wink and a smile.
I will definitely make sure I see what kind of car you get into to see how nice I need to be to you.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody's helping you into the back end of a Maserati and there's a guy in a you know, what a butler drivers wear, we got to stop this show. I couldn't even do what a limo drivers wear. Do they wear suits? Do they wear suits?
Sure, they wear a jacket. Maybe sometimes a driving gloves.
Are limos even a thing still, or is that a thing that went out in the? I don't see a lot of limos these days.
Well, now they're more of a town car.
Okay.
Looking thing. So they're small.
Are stretch limos a thing anymore?
Absolutely. And sometimes a comedy club will pick you up from the airport in a stretch limo, and you're like, "What the fuck? Just pay me back for my Uber. I don't need this shit."
How about, instead of me taking a stretch limo from the airport to the Days Inn, you put me in the Hilton? That would be neat. I would like that.
Yeah, because they go, hey, everybody, thanks for coming out to the Spank Shack on a Friday night. Hey, keep your table talk to a minimum, but your laughter to a maximum. Tonight, we are sponsored by Jeffrey's Limousine. Yeah. If you're looking for prom, something to do for prom, or any kind of fun night, check out Jeffrey's Limousine. That's with a G, Jeffrey. And also sponsored the Days Inn, if you want to know where to go murder the guy from stage that you don't like. He's staying at the Days Inn, sponsored specifically by room 301 at the Days Inn. Hey, let's get this show started.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.